Life is life. A mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle.
Good afternoon, good evening. This is the second hour of the Ralph Winroad Show. This is Ralph Corbett Winroad II coming to you live out of Alaska. I guess it's a Memorial weekend. I don't know what people are going to do. I don't know if it was me. I'd get out and do whatever I dang well wanted, but I don't have any money and I'm busy writing briefs, so that's all right. I'm at home with the two putty cats, Romeo and Romeo. So anyways, we got Michigan. You're up next. Fred in Michigan, you're up next.
So the devil's in the details, right, Ralph? The devil's
in the details. Boy, I tell you, there's more to truth to that than you realize. Or maybe you do realize it.
Well, man, listening to your installments is immense evidentiary proof. And, Ralph, so I'm looking at the Citizens Rule Book, the jury handbook, from Witten Publishers, and I got it from Jack McLam. And so near the end of the unanimous declarations, it says, we therefore, the representatives, capital R, of the United is lowercase, States of America. So, however, it is highlighted, as it were, in very dark print, United States of America. But then we get over to the Constitution. It doesn't say United States of America. United States is all it says. We, the people of the United States, we and people are capitalized. And United States, of course, is capitalized, but it does not say United lowercase states of America. So I'm wondering, Ralph, is it possible that in the unanimous declaration where it states United States of America, that the people of the colonies at that time, acknowledge themselves, recognize themselves as being sovereign, independent people.
They were. They are. And they also recognize themselves as being citizens of the United States. And before the Articles of Confederation, there was the United, lowercase u. But then once the Articles of Confederation, it became the United States of America, all upper and lowercase, by the way. That was the Articles of Confederation. And then if you read the preamble, it says this, it's a constitution for the United States of America, which was the status that they had after they had done the Articles of Confederation. And, of course, the reason why they did that, because nobody was paying taxes and they didn't have the three branches of government, and they had to establish, it's in the Constitution of the United States, they had to establish a government of the United States.
Okay. All right, so the Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union must have been based upon honorable contract law.
Well,
the colonies,
they all signed up for it, and it's still there. And the United States of America is there because it's the founding document. And then for a more perfect union, they established within the several states. The United States of America is still out there. If you go read the Constitution of the United States, it says right in there, the judicial power or executive power of the United States of America. That's right in the Constitution. It's still there. The president is exercising the executive power of the president of the United States of America, because he's also over territories and possessions and D.C.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah,
this is the problem, is we have United States of America. You will find it on treaties with other countries. Okay? But then within the several states, it's the Constitution of the United States. And that's composed of the several states, which were sovereign countries. And the courts, this is what's so important, is they made the courts within the several states limited jurisdiction, and they made them law and equity. Both. And they ordained and established it in Article 3. Why would they ordain and establish an article? They put it in the preamble to make sure the Constitution couldn't go away, but they also did it in Article 3 because they understood if we lose our courts, our remedy, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they put it in Article 3. These people were really smart people. I hand it to them. And they put law and equity, and they can't get rid of it. That's what they've done. They've combined it in all these kangaroo courts in one form of action. It says so. Go read your civil rules of procedure. It's one form of action. You can't do that in a constitutional court. And what I'm going to get to, these damn lying bastards up there, we had an article court in the Federal Court of Claims from 1952 to 1953 to 1982. And they had the common law pleadings. I finally got the rules of court in 1969 for that court. And then what the suckers did in 1982, they did away with the Article 3 court of our Federal Court of Claims and made it an Article 1 court. But then the Supreme Court says, oh, it's operating as though it's a Article 3 court. Well, you know what Rule 2 is? It says there's one form of action. What the hell? You can't have one form of action in a damn constitutional court, duh. And then these bastards, which I found out in Mooney's case, under 2515, they go in and say, oh, you can have, if there's a problem, you will use the common law and equity. Then you go into the rules of this new Federal Court of Claims down there, and it says, we're not going to use the rules of common law for evidence. What the hell are you using? It's illogical.
Uh-huh.
These people are liars.
Well,
they're absolute liars.
The art of deception, manipulation...
They give us the illusion. They give us the platitudes. Oh, vote for me, or we'll do a statute. But then you got to do a little research when you get into it, like in the Mooney's case. Well, there's a remedy in law and equity in 28 U.S.C. 2515 for the Federal Court of Claims. But then you go into the Court of Claims rule that says we're not going to do the damn common law. And then they go in further in Rule 2, say we're using one form of action, and you can't combine them, Bubba. You're a legislative court.
Ralph, does it, when they say we're going to do only one form of legal action, isn't that implying, even almost overtly declaring, that it's a presumed valid contract agreement?
Nope. Commercial all they're nexus? Doing is they're making up something outside the common law, outside the common law, and outside of equity. They're making up a whole new system. It's in the administrative state.
Ralph, these are Esquire. These are BAR Esquire attorneys, aren't they? And aren't BAR Esquire attorneys prohibited by the original 13th Amendment from being involved in government?
Well, that's another whole can of worms, yes. If you can't, an Esquire, you can't hold a title of nobility. But what they're doing, one form of action, is a court proceeding with civil rights, with no political rights, because it's for citizens of the United States. We can prove that, not a supposition. And it's for administrative law. They've moved outside the three branches into the headless fourth branch. So this is what Franklin Delano Roosevelt come up with. He said there's a headless fourth branch, and they call it the administrative law. And in that world, there's one form of action. And the reason why, when you get into that, they also said that these tribunals are equity, which means there's no statutory law. And I was looking also in this Attorney General's, we can't do that common law and statute. You know why? It's just too tedious, and there may not be a proper remedy there. We just can't take the time. This administrative stuff is so much better, so we're going to abandon it. I'm not kidding you. That's the Attorney General's. It's in the Attorney General's report of 1941. We don't do that damn common law and statutes. No, we don't want to do that. We want to do administrative. We've got all these idiots out there making up this junk as they go along, because that's just so much quicker. And we don't tie up the courts. I'm not making
well,
it up.
Well, it's got to be based upon implied consent. Implied consent authorization. The act, isn't the act of doing, like recording the private property land deed or applying for a driver's license, marriage license, isn't that an operation of law, the act of doing something, because I might have been told by an...
Let me stop you right here. The reason why we do licensing, it said in the Attorney General, you see, we just had so many corrupt people out there, and we're so damn stupid... Let the buyer beware. So we're going to license everybody, and everybody's going to be a good guy. I kid you not. So we'll license them. But, of course, as soon as you license them, what's that do? They are granting a privilege to operate in their world of which they control.
Yeah, yeah.
So we automatically end up under the control of Congress again.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they actually print this. This is... You haven't read this thing. I don't, are you on the email list?
Ralph, no, I don't even have a computer, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you about all that. But anyway, that's a short story. So that's what's going on. This Attorney General's 1941. It's an amazing document. And it says we got to have substantive regs, because this is what's called, this was what I was going to get to this hour. We have to know. We have to know if we're going to live in the administrative world, how do I know that this regulation has the force and effect of law? That was the whole purpose, the only purpose that FDR was trying to accomplish, and they did it in 1946. He was dead by then. He croaked. But he had vetoed the Walter Logan Act because they didn't address how did the people know that the regulations have the first effect of law. How would we know that a statute is passed if Congress and the legislature or the House of Representatives, presidents don't let us know in statutes? How the hell do we know what we're supposed to be doing or not doing? Got to have a book place.
Right. Okay. Right. And so they have the maxim, ignorance of the law is no excuse, right? So,
guess what? We're not so ignorant anymore. You know why? Because I put out to get the area directors of the IRS, of which I only got one for Alaska out of California. I put it out on the internet for people to get them. Because you know what we're going to do? We're not going to be like in Braveheart, where you watch the movie. Did you see the movie Braveheart?
I did, yeah.
Okay, remember the old Prima Nocta, where the old Lord comes in and the marriage and says, I get to have sexual rights with her on her wedding night. Prima Nocta. Well, guess what? And everybody's standing around there with a thumb up their butt. No. As soon as I get through with this, you know what? We're going to start doing two things. If you do a Bivens action and do it correctly, you can go after the IRS agent. The other one is under their regulations. It's statute is 7433, but they have a 301, their internal regulations crap, 301, 7433. You go to the area director and he's got 6 months, and you tell him why his regulations and his statutes of the IRS agent is outside of them. And then if he don't do nothing, you can go into their kangaroo courts and sue him for $1 million. Well, I'm going to start doing both. I'm tired of sitting here and getting kicked and defending because what they did, Congress flipped the citizenship after the Civil War. You are presumed to be a citizen of the United States because that's all we're going to legislate for now, which I'm going to get into here in a little bit. That's all they make. But we are presumed to be guilty. We have to prove our innocence. They flipped everything upside down. Mm-hmm. We are presumed to be a citizen of the United States, but it's a felony under 18 U.S.C. 911 to claim to be one if you can't prove it. And under 28 U.S.C. 2201, they can't tell me I am because I have to volunteer for it. They can't tell me. They can't make a determination. They can make a determination if I'm a 501c3 or C4 or a corporation, all that other crap, but they can't make one on me. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Ralph, if someone is affiliated with the Social Security Administration,
don't worry about it. You're a citizen of the United States. Get it? That's one benefit. Every benefit, they're all separate. It's like a whole bunch of separate contracts. So don't worry. You take it, Social Security, don't worry about it. I get it. Not a problem because I took on the IRS. They put a lien on me. I sold some silver when my company was going under. And they turned me in, and I got that guy and educated him, and the IRS come after me. And guess what I did? I got around and changed. I did my status, and I registered to vote as a citizen of Alaska. I gave them the status. They took it. I even got a driver's license, citizen of Alaska. I changed it right in front of the gal. I said, come on, baby, come on, tell me I can't do it. She said, there ain't no problem there. I scratched it out and changed it. Got a copy. They can't stop us. It's an illusion.
Uh-huh.
It is. It's just a presumption of smoke. So anyway, the IRS quit taking out the 15%. So I called the bastards up, and I call them bastards because I rubbed their nose in it. As soon as I did that, they quit taking out 15%. So I called them up and said, hey, what's going on up there? You guys are supposed to be taking out 15%. Oh, we're going to start doing it. It says, bring it on, please. They never did.
Yeah.
Back up.
Hey, Jim.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't owned your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Okay. You can't make this stuff up, can you? This should shock people what I'm talking about. I got the stuff. They're printing it. They're printing it. Then, as I was looking, I'm going to add that to Mooney's case here, this appellate brief, but I don't want to get over 1,000 pages because then I have to go back and renumber and go to four digits. But I was looking, and our republic started off with, in 1789, if you go look at the pages of what's there, you'll get around and you go look at the thing, and it starts off, it says, Public Statutes at Large of the United States of America. Well, then what it also says, if you go look at these, the statutes at large, down there, go look at the books. What's it also say? It says laws of the United States, and it says statutes. What a novel idea. Yeah, it's called laws of the United States and statutes. Well, then that's kind of important, you think? Yeah, I'm looking. It says it's right in the statute. Of course, that's another thing you get if you get all of my research. You get all the statutes at large grew up to, I don't think, about 1990 or somewhere, 80, I don't know, somewhere along in there. By then, things have already, they've already done all the damage that they needed to do. They're just operating on the thing. But it talks about on the page, there's tables showing the comparative chapter in the various edition of the laws of the United States. And the acts of Congress. laws of the United States. That's in Article 6, huh? You remember that? That's what those jokers up there are supposed to be making. They don't do that no more. You see, in 1871, they got around and said, and because they do sections. When you do a section in a law, that is a separate item. And they used to put, and be it further enacted. They took that out in 1871. Oh, we can't have that. So are they actually doing anything? No. Those sections are, be it further enacted. Why would you take it out? They did that in 1871. Then we get to 1866. And we have the same thing here, the statutes at large, United States of America. And you go on down to, there's no longer statutes. They don't put that in there. In the index or none of that. They don't put statute one or none of that because they're not making statutes. Then what do? They get around and they say, we are doing what? Public acts. But then they go in and they say, it is what? Public law. We are making public law. What the hell is public law? Wouldn't you like to know? I'm kind of wanting to know. What is public law? It's got to be something. Can't be statutes of the United States. Can it? Of course not. No. So I thought, well, let's go look up public. Well, I haven't been looking it up for a long time. So I thought, let's go take a look and see what public law is. Well, I go around and look here. Let me get to the blacks here. I got to find here blacks under public law here. I downloaded it. Before I started here, at least I thought I did. Anyway, let me go find it here again. Anyway, so I'm going in and I'm looking at public law. Is it laws of the United States? No. What is it? I'll tell you in just a minute here. I'm sorry for the delay here. I thought I had it saved, but we'll look at it here in just a minute. I go down here in public law. You just can't make this stuff up. Like I say, it's just, I don't know how they get away with this. Because we don't know. Should we have to check on everything that these guys are doing? No. Public law. That branch, the Department of Law, which is concerned with the state in its political or sovereign capacity. Really. Including constitutional and administrative law. And with the definition, regulation, and enforcement of rights in cases where the state is regarded as the subject of the right or object of the duty. Really? Oh, we're in the benefit world, including criminal law and criminal procedure. As capable of holding and or exercising rights in acquiring or dealing with property in the character of an individual. So it's acting like it's an individual. That portion of the law which is concerned with political conditions, that is to say with the powers, the rights, the duties and capacities and incapacities which are peculiar to political superiors, supreme and subordinate. Well, let's see, I got 110 cases.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And I go looking, and in 1966, I just jumped ahead, because what they did is we started off with the laws of the United States and statutes. Now, they have statutes actually in the index, and they'll start off with statute one or statute whatever for the different things. And then all of a sudden, especially around in the early 1900s, they started adding law of the United States of America with it, with laws of the United States. So we had both of them. And then pretty soon we took away laws of the United States and we're just left with the laws of the United States of America. Wait a minute, that's outside the several states. They were doing this between 1900 and around 1930, somewhere in those areas. And then all of a sudden we started doing private or public laws. I don't know when they finally changed. I haven't found that out. I just jumped ahead to 1966. And all of a sudden we get up there. It don't say a thing about statutes. It says it's public laws. Public laws are not laws of the United States. It says that portion of the law which is concerned with political conditions, that is to say the powers, the rights, the duties, capacities and incapacities which are peculiar to political superiors. Oh, that's where Congress says United States of America. Supreme and subordinate. In one sense, a designation given to international law as distinguished from the laws of a particular nation or state. in another sense, a law or statute that applies to the people generally of a nation or state adopting or enacting it, denominated a public law, as the counter distinguished from a private law. Why would we want to go from laws of the United States and the Constitution of the United States, Article 6, and make this transition to public law? What do you think? Oh, was there an amendment someplace in the Constitution that said we don't need laws of the United States anymore? No, it's the con. And these public laws, PL, they said that in 19, it says right on the heading, public laws. It no longer says laws of the United States. Why? They don't do this stuff just because they want to. There's a reason why they do these things. To just say anything about this thing, well, see, public law is everything. International law, administrative law, laws of the United States. It's the law of the nation of the United States of America. And how do we know that? Well, they started from laws of the United States of America to get to the public laws before they finally just settled on public law. They do these transitions so we don't pay any attention. We do them for a few years, and then we take another grain of sand. Because, you see, the administrative state can't operate under the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights and Amendments 11 and 12. It only operates from 13 up. When they say it's an article, go read the end of 13 or 14. It's an article. No, they don't say it's an amendment. It's a standalone, separate thing. They call it an amendment, but it's not. And it's only for citizens of the United States. Because they got you and me believing that we don't have the birthright that we're born with. Being a citizen of one of the several states in a sovereign country that has its own constitution. I've got cases where these states are filing in as a sovereign state of the United States of America. I kid you not. Sovereign state of the United States of America. I go into Pacer and see what these guys are doing. Yes. Then, of course, in 1948, they created the United States District Court. Judicial power of a district court. And you know what their authority is? They print it. It come from the territory of Hawaii as a, quote, accepted practice. Oh, that's what I wanted to be ruled by. Accepted practice out of the territory of Hawaii. United States District Court. That's right in the revisor's notes. They tell you what they're doing. The people won't believe it. They won't. That brief that I did, corrected by Moniz, and I'm working on a correction of another one. We're going to be adding this other part in about this one form of action. Why do the civil actions, and you can't file into United States District Court unless you do one form of action. It's right in the rules of court. Why does the supposedly constitutional court, the Federal Court of Claims, although it's an Article I court. Did you know the tax court is an Article I court, just like the United States District Court? They're all Article I courts. They say so. I don't want a legislative court because I don't trust Congress. I don't want to be under the control of Congress. They're there for legislative courts were there for a certain reason, administrative. Peripheral stuff. Where is the Article 3 court? Boy, they won't touch that thing in a heartbeat. And they can't get rid of it. It has to be available. There isn't one. That's one of the things we're working on. It has to exist. These attorneys won't touch it. Because they can't. Just like the Constitution for the state of Alaska. That's what they say in the beginning. It's for the state of Alaska. It's for the Constitution. Not of. For. It's a charter. How do you tell? Go look at your constitution. Try to find the external amendment. See if it has any. And they print it. Alaska doesn't have any. You know why? Because it's a corporate charter. They can call it a constitution. Because Alaska, state of Alaska, is a municipal entity just like the District of Columbia is under Congress. Can we prove it? Go look at who votes. National Voter Registration Act. State means state of the United States. That means the state is subservient, a part of the United States, not a separate sovereign entity with its own constitution, and the D.C., District of Columbia. So when you're voting, your, quote, state is the same status as the District of Columbia, and guess who it has? Citizens of the United States, and they say so in the damn act. That's the only people we're going to allow to vote. But you got no right of suffrage. You got no right of the elected franchise. That's kind of important. I want to have a say in who runs this damn country. We don't. Because the people don't know who they are. We got to come out of Babylon. Is it going to be easy? No. But I did that thing that really pissed me off too when I got around and took on the IRS and why aren't you taking out the 15%? And I rubbed their nose in it, and they still didn't do it. And then what really pissed me off, they got around and canceled the lien because I want to go after these SOBs myself. Of course, I haven't got my stimulus check either. I wonder why that is. Everybody I know has got the $1,200 except me. Could it be because I'm pissed them off, you think? God, I hope so. We are going to take the battle to these people. I highly recommend you get on the list and you read this next appellate brief that I'm working on for the Moonies because it's going to cover this one form of action stuff. Where is my constitutional court? Where is my remedy? If you don't have a court, we're done. That's where you go to settle disputes. Peacefully. There are no constitutional courts. That's what really irritated me is when I was looking up this one form of action nonsense, our federal civil rules, they combined law and equity back in 1934. They said, oh, we're going to do away with all that stuff. Put it all in one rule. For civil, they did it in 1940 for the criminal. They can't do that in a constitutional court. In a legislative court, oh, absolutely. There's no limitations there. They can do anything they can get away with. Because, you see, the judge is representing the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. And that's why you only see United States of America as filing the lawsuits. You will never see United States file in the United States District Court. Because it can't. It started in 1913. And you know why it started? Because you and me, our founding, our people ahead of us, and we're dumber than rocks. We don't get it. We think we're a citizen of the United States. There are no parties to the Constitution of the United States. Because if you're a citizen of the United States, you're not a party to it. I've got the cases to prove it. They said, no, the Tenth Amendment doesn't have any bearing on a citizen of the United States. Did you realize that a citizen of the United States is excluded under the Tenth Amendment? Boy, they don't want you to know that one. In 1913, they got rid of the legislatures that put in the senators. The legislatures of the several states put in the senators of the United States. And we, the people, is still there in Article 1, Section 2, is supposed to be people of the several states, put in the House of Representatives, people of the several states. It hasn't been amended. Is a citizen of the United States that? Nope. Because we don't get it. Who we are. is really important. It's like Esau in the Bible. He gave up his birthright, his lineage and property. Creator was pissed at him, too, for doing it. It's an important issue. It's who we are. That's the real you and me, the man or the woman with the soul under the Creator. That's our birthright, the most important thing we got when we're born. Would you like to be born in Iran? Iraq? Kenya? I don't think so. China? That birthright's an important thing. People, why do you think they came over here? They want to try to get into this country. Why? Because, of course, if they legally come in, they're naturalized as a citizen of the United States of America. I got to get a freedom of information. I've tried this with my senators and representatives. These illegals, what type of citizenship are you granting them? Because you can't grant them to be a citizen of the United States of America, because that takes 5 years. Are you granting them to be a citizen of the United States? Oh, yeah. Somebody in California sent me this stuff. They go in and they sign up, they get a driver's license as a citizen of the United States, and then they go vote in the matrix. The fictional status. Just like the matrix. They don't exist. We don't own our land. We don't own our cars. I can prove we don't own our cars. I finally got that figured out. God, I spent tens of thousands of dollars chasing that thing, and I finally got smart. Go to the source documents and go to your standing and go to the definitions. They have redefined what we think we know that's not so. Mark Twain said something to that effect. That's our problem. We think we own our car. Oh, yeah. I'm driving it. I can wreck it. I got to get insurance, though. And if I don't, I get so many tickets, or if I don't get insurance, they can take it away. Did they tell you when you go into the new car that you sign a attorney, in fact, contract so that the financial officer, he gets around and then he gives away all of your right, title, and interest? And sends over the manufacturer statement of origin that you've never seen, probably. And whoever has that is the true owner of the property, because when we got the Jews involved back in the 12th century, they started mixing the common law and the commercial law, called a Jewish shatar. So we come up with the what? Possession, right of possession, which is legal owner, right of property, the thing, beneficial owner. Did they tell you you got to have all three to have a perfect legal title? That's in Blackstone's commentary, page 199. We're just trustees. We're taking care of somebody else's stuff. That's why the cars, the cops stop us. It's their car. No, that's why they call them law enforcement. They don't call them peace officers. Peace officers keep the peace. The sheriff is he's the man in the counties. He just knows it. He can tell any of these folks, take a hike. They did that in Wyoming. I tried to get the stuff, and then they shut him up. He just told the IRS and feds to get the hell out of his county. The sheriff is the man. He's got the power. If he knows it, he knows how to do it. But he don't know it. Most of them don't. How would they know? I've been doing this for, a long time, since 2001, full time. So what's that? Almost 19 years. I have chased so many rabbit holes that aren't true. I highly recommend you get on my IRS list, get the documents, read them. You can call me up, ask questions, $150, send that. I will furnish the hard drive. I got a bad one in for a guy if he's listening, and I had to send it back, and I'm waiting for the money to go back into Amazon, order another one, but I've had good luck with them. I get 1 terabyte hard drive. I give you 500 megabytes of research material, stuff you'll never see. You'll never get your hands on, I guarantee you. Because I've some of this stuff, I've really worked to get my hands on some of this stuff. And some of it's $1,000 a book. $1,000. That's when I had money. That's fine. I'd rather have truth. Because you know what? I'm not taking it with me like anybody else. When we leave, we're going to leave it behind. Back of the book.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, we're back here, and this is just amazing. I get around and look at this COVID-19, and I just can't believe it. I wonder how many people have died because they didn't give hydroxychloroquine, or even now doxycycline. You know, during the Gulf War syndrome, which Joyce Riley started, I did the movie and all that. That's how I lost my business, because I paid for their first movie. But it's just absolutely amazing. The truth doesn't seem to get out there. Doxycycline. I mean, And during the Gulf War syndrome, they didn't give our troops in Iraq doxycycline they were supposed to. And I came back, I figured out one out of every 100 people probably had this thing. They finally figured out there was something that our government had made where it come out through the cell and you get all different types of symptoms like fibromyalgia and all that. Vitazim, by the way, helps, which I take 2 tablets a day, Vitazim. There's one country gave doxycycline to their troops. They left their clothes and all their stuff behind in Iraq. It was France. They didn't have any cases. It's a cheap drug. It's a penny or two a pill. It's like hydroxychloroquine, a couple of pennies a pill. And we don't use it? How many people have died because they won't give them the right stuff? They put them on the ventilators and kill them. And the doctors are finally starting to come out and unite some of them, a whole bunch of them, say, this is crazy. I hope these people wake up. I don't know. The people in New York, I tell you, they're dumber than damn rocks. They got a governor. Can you believe New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Michigan tested COVID-19 seniors and put them back into and put them into a seniors home to infect the others. And that was the most vulnerable. You can't make this stuff up. What the hell is wrong with these people? Yeah, I know. Supposedly get 39,000 instead of 13. So if you can kill them, you get 3 times the money? I don't know. Nobody in his right mind would do something like that. And then the stupid governor of New York. Oh, it's Trump told me to do this. He built hospital beds, empty most of them. Comfort ship, most of them empty. And you take these people and put them into the old folks' home and then you wonder why they're dying. I'll tell you what, if I had somebody that was in parent or something, I'd sue the living hell out of those people. That's just me, but I don't know. Of course, I would think there'd be lawyers just chomping at the bit to do this, but I don't know. See, lawyers in Alaska can't do constitutional law because they created the third judicial district that's under the Alaska bar. And then they made them take an oath, the Rule 5 and Rule 64 oath. They can't do constitutional law. Rex Butler. Is it Rex Butler? That is not right. Rex, I forgot to think of his name. Excuse me, there's a Negro guy up here. He was telling me a lot of this stuff when I was trying to find out all this stuff. I just didn't understand it. I just couldn't believe it. This stuff is so unbelievable. It shocks the conscience. There's no courts in Alaska. They're all under the Alaska bar, and they printed and they're read in their first of their charter. They've created administrative districts for bar members. And we even got a judge up here to sign. I don't have an oath. Go to hell. Anyway, enjoy Memorial Week. God willing, we will see you next Sunday. And watch out for the federalities. They're everywhere.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.